AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, won again on Sunday, this time the PGA Tour Championship. Graham Agars has more.
It was third time lucky for Scheffler, having led into the championship the last 2 years without converting. The 28-year-old made no mistake this time round, a closing 67 good enough for a four-shot win over Colin Morikawa. Scheffler's only blemish was a rare shank from the greenside bunker on the eighth hole, which briefly saw his lead cut to two shots. The victory earned him a massive prize money haul of $25 million and capped the season that saw seven wins, including the Players and the Masters, plus an Olympic gold medal.
Scheffler has had an ultra-successful season on the links.
It's been a great year. I'm proud of the results. It's something I try not to focus too much on, but at the end of the day, being able to win tournaments is a great feeling, and you know it's what we work towards, and to be able to have as many wins as I have this year is really special.
Turning to baseball, we begin in the Bronx, where Tom Merriam was on hand for the Yankees and the Cardinals.
The Yankees' lead in the American League East was shaved to half a game as they fell to the Cardinals 14-7. The number 7 was in the cards for St. Louis, which snapped a 7-7 tie in the 7th inning with 5 runs. Lars Nootbaar produced 5 RBIs with a tie-breaking 3-run double in the 7th and a 2-run homer in the 9th. Jordan Walker, recalled earlier this week from the minors, went 5-for-5, including a 2-run homer. The Cardinals hammered out 21 hits, the first 9 off Yankee starter Nestor Cortez.
We're still in first place, so it goes to show that it's there for us to take. We just got to come out every day prepared and be ready to win every single day.
Anthony Rizzo had 2 hits for the Yanks in his first game back since breaking his arm in mid-June.
Baltimore is 1 half game back after beating Colorado 6-1. To Houston we go next, where Adam Spillane took in the Astros and the Royals.
Yordan Alvarez homered twice as the Astros won their 5th straight game, beating the Royals 4-2. It's Alvarez's 30th home run of the season, giving him 4 consecutive 30 home run seasons. Astros manager Joe Espada.
He's so good. He's so good. You know, his ability just to change the outcome of the game with one swing of the bat. And also, you know, seeing his home run was also the one that set the tone for our offense there.
John Singleton hit a 2-run homer for the Astros, who entered the day 5 games up on Seattle for first place in the AL West. Ronel Blanco tossed 5 shutout innings to earn his 10th win of the season. Bobby Witt Jr. hit his 30th homer for Kansas City.
In Cleveland, Alex Cobb had 6 no-hit innings before giving up a leadoff single in the 7th as the Guardians defeated Pittsburgh 6-1.
Realistically, I wasn't going to be able to go 9 innings. I would love to, but knowing, you know, there's like this superstition in the game where you can't warm anybody up when you have a no-hitter going. And for where we're at right now, I wanted him to make sure, like, that's silly.
An extra inning affair in Philadelphia Sunday night. Michael Luongo has those details.
Nick Castellanos provided the offense with a game-tying double and a game-winning walk-off single in extra innings to give the Phillies a 3-2 come-from-behind win over the Braves. Philadelphia was down 2-0 when Castellanos tied the game with a 2-out, 2-strike, 2-run double in the bottom of the 6th. And again, with 2 outs and 2 strikes on him, Castellanos got the game winner in the bottom of the 11th.
I think that just both of those at-bats I got settled in. I'm excited. Obviously, I want to hit.
Castellanos enabled the Phils to take 3-4 this key 4-game series and extend their lead in the National League East over the Braves to 7 full games. Michael Harris II homered for Atlanta.
Other games, the Cubs won their 6th in a row, 14-1 over Washington, Cincinnati 4-3 over Milwaukee, Arizona blasted the Dodgers 14-3, Detroit 4-1 over Boston, San Diego edged Tampa Bay 4-3, Minnesota 4-3 over Toronto, Texas 6-4 over Oakland, Miami 7-5 over San Francisco, the Angels 3-2 over Seattle, and the Mets 2-0 over the White Sox, who lost their 107th game, a new franchise record. Coming up, tennis, NASCAR, the WNBA, and college football. Tennis at the U.S. Open Sunday, women's defending champion Coco Gauff lost in 3 sets to Emma Navarro.
Mentally, I gave it, and emotionally, I gave it my all. Obviously, there's things execution-wise where I'm like, okay, I wish I could serve better. I think if I would have did that, it would have been a different story. Emotionally, I have no regrets, but obviously, I wish I could execute things better.
On the men's side, American Francis Tiafoe, he advanced on, winning his match in 4 sets. College football, Sunday night, USC with a late touchdown to beat LSU. LSU 27-20. Auto racing, Chase Briscoe won on the NASCAR circuit at Darlington. And WNBA, it was Connecticut 93-86 over Seattle. Minnesota 79-74 over Chicago. Indiana down Dallas 100-93. Las Vegas 97-79 over Phoenix. And Atlanta 80-62 over LA. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.